Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Today's reading will start with verse 1 and end in verse 14. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. We are writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people, who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Once again, that was Colossians chapter 1 verses 1 through 14 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. There are more things to pray for each other than just our immediate need. Paul prayed for the Colossians. He had not met the Colossian church, which was a plant from Ephesus, started by Epaphras. Paul thanked God for their faith and love. He prayed that God would grow their knowledge of him and his will. He also prayed that they would be filled with God's power and joy. Many Christians pray for each other, but they often spend most of their time praying for their immediate needs. Stress, health, problems, etc. It is good to pray for these things, but these verses show there are more things to pray for, too. We need to be praying for each other to grow closer to Christ, stronger in his power, and more full of his joy. As we get closer to God, many of life's problems will get smaller, which decreases fear and anxiety. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. How can you be praying for the deeper needs of others today? When you ask for prayer from others, what are some deeper prayers you can ask for God's power, joy, growth, maturity, etc.? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.